Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You liked him before. So he's back with more.
The Drive on KFH.
Run to You. Probably my favorite Bryan Adams song.
It's a good tune.
As we honor Bryan Adams. All right, before we get to Roy Turner about the Wichita Open, Max, roll tape. Sorry, Roy, but this is important. This goes to my integrity as a broadcaster.
Could be 42 years down the drain right
Could
here.
Could be.
Pack it in.
This year, it's been hard to watch, and they're fighting tooth and nail with the wonderful Pittsburgh Pirates. What'd I say?
Well, that's close.
And
tooth and nail.
Thank you, Max.
Fighting tooth and nail with
tooth and nail.
I think it was tooth and nail.
Tooth and nail. Tooth and nail. Tooth and nail. I got it. Roy, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Happy to have you. Sorry to mix you up in that little bit of controversy, but we're looking forward to the Wichita Open next week. Out at Crestview Country Club, obviously in a year like no other, no fans on the course. How's the preparation gone? What's happening right now?
It's a little different preparation. I've been selling professional sports for 40 years, getting spectators to the thing, and now I've got to make sure they don't get on course. So it's a little different for me. But it's tough times. We'll make the best of it. Right now, my biggest problem is testing 500 or 600 people who are going to be around the golfers, make sure everything's fine, everything's safe. And at the end of the day, with the PGA, this is going to be like, Fort Knox. It's going to be so safe. But it's sad in a way, but let's do it. We'll get on with it and look forward to next year.
Well, I guess, Roy, I got a couple, two-part question. I guess first one is, how's the course looking? And the other one is what exact precautions are you having to take? Are everyone having to get checked before they allowed onto the course, or how does all that work for you?
Well, basically, anybody who's touching or getting near the professional golfers, and including 200 amateurs who play in our pro on Wednesday, all those people have to be tested this weekend. We have our own testing truck out here. Actually, the test get done in 3 or 4 hours, a PGA truck. But they're just making great efforts, as you can imagine. But if somebody serves them coffee, they've got to be tested. If somebody does this, they've got to be tested. So it's directed at being safe, which we're all full of. But as anybody else can tell you who's been dealing with this virus, it's a long process. And I know we'll be fine at the end of it, but it's a kind of a different preparation, as you can imagine. Trying to listen to 50,000 people, now trying to put a policeman and make sure nobody comes in.
Roy Turner, our guest, tournament director of the Wichita Open. Of course, the tournament had been scheduled for June, pushed back now to September due to COVID. No fans will be in the stands, but it's one of the highlight events of Wichita each and every year. So, Roy, how have your vendors dealt with things? What's the change of date been like to deal with for you?
Well, basically, our income's gone down 7 cents because obviously there's no sponsorships. There's no real hospitalities. There's no ambassadors. There's no advertising to be sold, per se. So what we've asked our people to do, we asked 36 ambassadors that they'll step forward for next year, 100% renewal rate. We've had, of all our vendors so far, and I'm talking about little $1,000 packages and so it, we've only had three people who can't come back only because they have a problem with the virus. So it's been a great boost to me, knowing how much it means to everybody. While sad for this year, I feel, and the dates are going to be in June next year, all being well, that we're going to have a hell of a start come November this year or next year, because everybody's still excited about next year, obviously, with the renewals we've been able to gain.
And hopefully next year you can get back to where it was. I know the par three is always great with everybody around it, and I've been out there many times, and it's an absolute blast. It's just got to be it's just going to be different. I don't know how you feel. Obviously, probably very disappointed that you can't have people out there. But when it comes to the golf, I'm sure the golf is still going to be absolutely fantastic.
That's it. I mean, you've played sports long enough that it's going to be different for them to play without crowds. But at the end of the day, it's their living, and they're going to do as best they can. And this course, by the way, is in great condition because it's September. So I think the competition and the level of play will not be harmed in any way. But I do think that, I didn't realize how many people love this event. I mean, it's like, oh, it's a big downer for us. It's like Christmas is coming this year. You know, so I'm not exaggerating, but people are really disappointed, and that's been a boost. But we're going to still make it. My goal is now to help make this the least lost on the Korn Ferry Tour. I know that's my goal right now, because I've got to have some person to make us the best again. So I think we're going to do well with that. We've got great people supporting us. Everybody understands. And obviously, we want to make Wichita a safe place to live, so we're living the rules and regulations they've given us to play with.
Well, Roy, we'll do our best to get a player or two on during the tournament next week, and we look forward to watching from a distance this year and being back out there in full swing in 2021. Thanks for everything you do, and thanks for coming on the show today.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for your support.
All right, there goes Roy Turner. I'd like to delve back into that tape a little bit.
Okay.
Max, if you could play that again, maybe a couple of times. I don't know if you have the ability to slow it down, but this is important to me because to the nail and tooth and nail are two different things, and I want to make sure that I'm right about this. So, Max, here we go
again.
But
this year,
listen closely,
dude. It's been hard to watch, and they're fighting tooth and nail with the wonderful Pittsburgh Pirates.
All right, we're waiting for the tape to roll. Max is apparently running into some difficulty. Talk to Max, dude.
But this year,
here we go.
It's been hard to watch, and they're fighting tooth and nail with the wonderful Pittsburgh Pirates.
Oh boy,
that fighting is, tooth and nail.
Oh boy, one more time, Max. Fighting tooth and nail. Tooth and nail.
Tooth and nail.
Tooth.
Oh, I'm trying to help you out here, but that.
I didn't accentuate the tooth.
Tooth and nail.
I didn't accentuate the th as much as I needed to, but it's clear to me I said tooth and nail. They're fighting tooth and nail, tooth and nail, tooth and nail. You see what I'm saying? Are you still with me, or are you abandoning me?
Oh, I'm on the fence.
Oh, no.
I got it.
You're kidding.
I can see that, and this is just, I can see that could be, that's kind of both ways here. That's pretty close to tooth and nail, but I think it was tooth and nail. But I can see to the nail out of that one.
Why would I say to the nail?
I don't know. I'm simply putting everything out there on everything that's going on, what was said, where you're at, where Jeff's at. I can see where he thought that's what you said. but I'm going to give you the tooth and nail.
You're still going to hang with me.
I'm going to hang with you on this one.
Oh, that means the world to me.
And considering that you couldn't wait for Jeff to get back here an hour ago, and you wanted me to leave.
But I'm going to...
And you know me, I don't pick sides, but
fighting
I pick the side
and
I think that's right.
Max, I think, is trying to reiterate. I feel like Max is taking Jeff's side.
I think so. Jeff just texted me, embarrassing. Neither am I. I'm with you to start with. I thought,
look who's on my side.
I thought it was tooth
right
and
here
nail.
By me.
Good Misty came
my
down.
My dog Misty.
To stick up for you here.
And you know why she's down here.
Because she knows you're upset.
She senses I'm under attack.
That's right.
Look at her.
She's pounced. Nobody better be walking up to your door right now.
No.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't come in.
This girl is with me. I got to admit, I'll admit that there could be some confusion.
Yes, absolutely.
They're fighting tooth and nail. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do. That's why I brought it up. I was on the fence.
That didn't come through quite as much as I needed it to. It wasn't as clear as I'd like it to be. But they're fighting tooth and nail. Tooth and nail. Tooth and nail.
Tooth and nail. You just said
it's clear.
Tooth and nail.
No, it's clear.
This is you're hurting yourself here, I think, right now.
I might be.
Yeah, you are. You are. You should probably stop.
Let me correct myself if I need to correct. The Cardinals are fighting the lowly Pittsburgh Pirates tooth and nail.
See, play that one back.
Yeah. There you go. I got your playback.
Oh, what are you looking at me like that for? I didn't do it.
We'll take a break, come back and talk to a teacher, Trevor Foreman from Heston High School. Our teacher segment is next. Bob Lutz, Jason Duda, The Drive on KFH Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.